The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, shmona esrei, birchas v'Yerushalayim ilcho. We are starting the bracha binyan Yerushalayim. Binyan Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim ilcho berachamim tosho v'sishkoin v'soicho kasher dibarto. The Gemara says that this is the bracha after the bracha of Tzadikim. Because we want the, and we spell for the tzaddikim to be strengthened and be the guiding force in Klal Yisrael, and the natural place for that to be is in Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim, shloyu oyavoyich. In Yerushalayim, the people that love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzaddikim, the Tamid Chachamim, will live in peace. So number one, we follow the Rachamim Toshuv. Even if we're not a Madrega to be Zoicha, to Hashem bringing back His Shechina to Yerushalayim, we should do the Rachamim. When we're saying Toshiv, we're reminding ourselves of the present state of Klal Yisrael, that we have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of comfort. The Iker is Chosev, we're missing the main thing, that the Shechina should be Shori in Yerushalayim. That's the Tachlis of Yisrael Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, to eventually come to Yisrael and to have a place where Kodesh Baruch is Mashiach Shechina. The Beis Hamikdash. Yerushalayim is the Mokum of Mekudesh, the holy place in which Hashem will be Mashiach Shechina. Together, we're saying Berachim Toshev, you will return. Gemara says that whenever we're in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with us. Remind ourselves of this point also. The closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're always together. And Klal Yisrael is not back in their place the way they should, in the position they should be. And Kol Yisrael also is not there, because He's always with us wherever we are. Even Baruch Hashem now, we're zeicha to have control over at least most of Yerushalayim. Still not the same thing. It's not like it wasn't a time when Klal Yisrael was ruling and we didn't have to be afraid of anybody. We weren't surrounded by Arabs and even inside Yerushalayim, big sectors under their control, and we constant special shmira, the pachad, fear, and they're always trying to do other things to damage us. We wanted to be back in a situation that, like we said, Yishlohu alvayich will be peace and tranquil, and Adarav, all the Umas Olam are going to be looking up and saying, when could I go to the Beis Hashem? They see the glory of Yerushalayim. V'sishkoim b'seicha kasher dibalta, Hashem, the Nabi Zechariah said, shavti v'tziyon v'shachanti b'seicha Yerushalayim. Hashem promised us that He will come back. Now when we spell to Hashem, that He should be mekayim, that the haftocha that He gave, that eventually come back. Now another step is, it says, v'nei yoyso b'korot. And the Medrash Bracha is called Boinei Yerushalayim. Hashem should build it up. And like we said, physically, Yerushalayim is built up very nicely. We're talking about the Binyan Olam, the eternal Binyan, the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, and the fact that we will be there at a permanent level. There will be no discussion whether Yerushalayim belongs to the Jews, or belongs to the Arabs, or belongs to anybody else. It will be a Binyan Olam. It will be a time of clarity, that the center of the world is Yerushalayim. And Kimitian Pesei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, maybe we're turning to that center to know the Dvar Hashem, to know how to behave properly. That's the real opinion. In the world that we live in, which is a world of chitzenis, external, mundane accomplishments. So what's considered a binyan, a big building, the biggest building? There's competition all over the world. Who should make the tallest building, the biggest, largest building? Considered a big accomplishment, making one 200 stories, 300 stories. That's all external. That doesn't impress us. I mean, it has a certain level. It doesn't impress everybody. That's a very, 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 very small thing. The biggest binyan you make, the tallest building is nowhere near the tallest mountain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. You want a binyan olam, a place that will be built up in a fashion of the center of all the values of the world, of the kedusha of the world, the Beis HaMikdash. That's a binyan olam. Something that represents something that can be built up. Now, it really says two things. It says, we want you to build it. And at the end of the Baruch, we also say, Boinei Yerushalayim, you're the builder of Yerushalayim. Mashiach HaVolda, as he said, that he uses in many places, and he derives from the Nusach of this Baruch and the next Baruch. This Baruch, it says, Boinei Yerushalayim, build it. Next Baruch is Matzniach, you should let it sprout forth. The two different koiches, and today we'll talk about the koich binyan. Binyan means like this. When somebody builds something, it doesn't happen by itself. Every step is made by him. He has to put one brick and another brick, or set up a frame, fill up the frame, measure things out, make sure everything's the right weight and size and dimensions. That's the concept of binyan. Piece by piece, part by part. And it's done by me. Nothing's happening by itself. The concept of Boini Yerushalayim was saying now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boini Yerushalayim. That binyan, that eternal binyan of glory, of the greatness of the world, that the world is a place of Ashras HaShechina.
Kol HaLashon.
Which will be represented in the Ashras HaShechina, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim that will be built, is in the process of being rebuilt from the time we went into Golus till the time we come back. It's a step-by-step process that Hashem sets up. Dahainu, that throughout history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Klal Yisrael different opportunities, different situations that we have to go through. By the fact that we go through these situations and remain with our movement, we're mechazik ourselves, that creates another stage in the building of the Yerushalayim, the Kedush Yerushalayim that will eventually come back. Everything in the last 100 years Christ went through, we're getting closer to the final stages of the vineyard. We had a terrible Holocaust 80 years ago. That was a situation Christ went through, and it was a very hard situation. But Baruch Hashem, we came out of it. It looked externally that Christ was finished. That's what the whole world predicted. There'll be no more Fulham Jews in the world within 10, 20 years after the Holocaust. The Baruch Hashem, we went through that Nisoyin, and we showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, we're with you. That's not a board that's destroying Klal Yisrael. It's not shattering the building. It's not blowing up the building of Klal Yisrael. Adarab, it's making another stage in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokum that we're coming back to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming back to. And every situation that we went through, every trial and tribulation that Klal Yisrael had to go through, that's part of that binyan. What we went through just the last few months is another stage of that binyan. We went through the nisoyin of the tachet of the machla and being locked up, and we're still not finished with it. But Baruch Hashem, we went through that also in a beautiful fashion. We had another stage of the building of Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is building it, but it's together with us. He sets up the framework, and we have to fill it in. And Baruch Hashem, we have to Klal Yisrael doing that throughout history. But part of our thing is also to be mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only with our actions, the way we behave, but also with our tefillahs, and that's why this tefillah is so important. It says that in order for Yerushalayim to be brought back, there has to be a bakosha, a sheila, request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want you back. We want the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt. He wants Yerushalayim to be the place of your Hashras Hashvina. And that's why this bracha is so essential for the future of Klal Yisrael, for the shemes of Klal Yisrael. You know, Yerushalayim is the Ir HaShalim, the Ir of Shalemus. You want that Shalemus. Yes, we are in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. We have Yerushalayim, but it's not in its glory. It's beautiful. It has all the sites, and it has Batei Midrashes. It even has the Kreis LaMarovi. The Kreis LaMarovi is just something that reminds us of the level of Hashras Hashem that we once had. And that's what it's about for every day. We recognize there's a process going on. Boini Yerushalayim, you're building up. All the charts we're going through is not just because things are out of control. They're perfectly under control. It's like somebody building something. Every brick has to be put exactly in the right place. This is an expression of a recognition of Yitachon. The Rehat HaTzaris, the Klal Yisrael is going through, or each individual is going through. This is all a very exact, step-by-step, measured-out process that Hashem set up for us. Until Zach, the grandson of Chavad Chaim, told me, Chavad Chaim said, you should know that Hashem has an exact amount of Yisurim, service that Klal Yisrael has to go through throughout the Gula. So there's an exact amount of tefillos that are necessary to bring the Gula. And that's why everything is happening, to get past all these different things that are necessary. And this is the best way we give him a kav the Gula of the amount of Yisrim Hashem is giving us, each one, and collectively realize that this has a purpose. It's not for no reason. If we take it properly, we're building another brick, we're putting in another wall, putting in finishing touches, putting a golden plate over the Beis HaMikdash. And together with that, every tefillah that is necessary for the Gula of Klal Yisrael, every tefillah that we make, and we daven to Hashem from a real feeling that, once again, I know we're going through this. This is part of the Binyan Yerushalayim. But I'm mevakech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, berachmim toshuv. Come back. Have rachmanus on us as soon as possible. You can't wait anymore. The more we say this with a deep feeling of desire for Hashem, those feelings are very powerful. They speed up the process and bring us closer to the Binyan Yerushalayim. Yeah, I should be Zecha. Like we said, recognize that everything we're going through is part of the process. Everything is not happenstance, not the mikra. It's exactly designed to build step by step the new binyan, the binyan oilam, the eternal binyan. The binyan represents the tachlis of the world. The binyan that represents the shleimus of Klal Yisrael. The binyan that represents Hashras Hashrin and Klal Yisrael. Should be Zecha the Met. It's made us so because the Shkoh should finish building very Bezeichet, Yeshuas, Mehevi, Meiden, and Sira, Shas Hashkina, Ben Yerushalayim, Ben Hevi.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.